Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Nina, Smyrny Outdoors, from the Carding Mill Valley Park Hut on Sunday, the 14th of April. The weather is appalling. We are looking at 35 to 40 mile per hour gusts of wind that are whistling down the valley periodically. The rain has just started lashing down after merely being a drizzle earlier on. And we're not very busy, sadly. Weather is playing complete and utter havoc with business here in the valley. It's also playing havoc at home because we're trying to get various outdoor jobs done, and have even brought in Hardcore Anderson, the DIY specialist. But unfortunately, not even he can fix the weather. Outside DIY issues aside, it's been an eventful week. I went up to Edinburgh on Thursday, just for the hell of it. Nah, actually, I went up to get a van. I met a man about a van. The van in question is called Dave, and Dave used to belong to a postman Pat. It's all very convoluted, but basically it's a Ford Escort, ex-postal or Royal Mail van. It's a howling gale and it's pissing down with rain, and I have had a never-ending stream of cars arriving. Go figure. Anyhow, coming back to Dave. Dave has been expertly and wonderfully fitted out in the back to make him suitable for camping in or sleeping in. So I have a carpeted roof, I have an air vent, I have sides that have been plasterboarded, and it's all very, very exciting. But the most important factor for us in this decision was that it's actually significantly more fuel efficient and has 60,000 miles less on the clock. And it was also a complete bargain, so I'm not complaining. And here come some more cars. So off I go again. Obtaining Dave involved a very lengthy morning, which started at 4:30 and resulted in me catching a 5:44 train from Shrewsbury, sitting around for ages at Crewe, changing again at Preston, and eventually arriving in Edinburgh just gone after 11 o'clock. So the fact that I had managed to get the van out of Edinburgh to Falkirk and then back down the road again all in one day, I'm really proud of. And no, I'm not beating myself up because I didn't do my 5x50 challenge that day. Speaking of the 5x50 challenge, apart from not being able to do anything on Thursday, which I do actually consider a fail, and I'm being rather hard on myself, and the rules do actually allow me to make it up later on, and I have already made it up. I made it up on Saturday yesterday with a 10 kilometre walk around the Long Mynd. So I have been doing my 5x50 challenge pretty much every day, exactly as prescribed. But I'm a little disappointed because, for various reasons, time related, etc., I haven't been able to do a bigger challenge, make more of it, if you like. So I've still only been on one run. Most of my walking is being done at work, although I am managing to do a continuous 5 kilometres, not splitting it out over the day. So yeah, I guess I shouldn't be hard on myself. The 5:50 is going absolutely fantastic. I am looking forward to getting out running again, though. And speaking of walking today, I saw that the first black slugs are out. This does not make me happy. I hope that it doesn't stay so wet. One of the main reasons I hope it doesn't stay so wet is that I would like to get out and do a wild camp on Monday night up on somewhere on the Long Mynd. Not going to go into detail, but it would be my first solo wild camp. I've been planning it for weeks, if not months, so I'm really excited to get out there, and I'm working the following day anyway, so I'll be walking into work, which will be exciting, though I'm also partly tempted to sleep in Dave, my new van, and see what that experience is like, but that's going to have to keep for another time. I really do want to get under canvas again. The forecast for Monday and Tuesday is quite good, though looking out of the window right now, that feels difficult to believe, and I'm really rather wishing I'd brought my waterproof trousers with me. So that's it from me. Once again, there haven't been boos for a long time, and there'll probably be quite a few coming up because I've got lots to talk about. But for now, have a wonderful day. Hope you've had a good weekend. and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.